Hello, it's Paul O'Mahony coming to you from a queue of traffic in Cork, Ireland, and I'm going to work. Thinking about Ninni Herman. Years ago, I read a book, the title of which I've never forgotten and the content of which I've never forgotten, is called My Kleinian Home, written by a woman who was over 50 years of age who decided she wanted to become a psychoanalyst. The remarkable thing is that she had personally experienced three forms of therapy. Freudian therapy, psychoanalysis, Jungian therapy, and Kleinian therapy. Melanie Klein, My Kleinian Home. And it's very unusual for somebody in their 50s to set out to become a psychoanalyst because it takes a long time, you have to have a lot of personal therapy while you're becoming a psychoanalyst. And the reason you have to have a load of personal therapy is that you need to be really, really tuned in to where you finish and the client, we'll call it, begins. And that difference between what is my stuff and what is your stuff lies at the heart of the training that psychoanalysts need. I came out of the house this morning and I thought of my audio home. I've been practicing the art of making audio, recording audio of all types, not just my own voice, other people's voices, not just human voices, but ambient sound as well. And there was a day, I think it was about 2012, when a thought came to me that ratcheted up the amount of audio that I was making and sharing via the internet. I'd been doing that since probably about 2009, but I'd been a blogger since 2005 and I'd written an awful lot of stuff. And suddenly I got a realization. It was like Paul to catharsis or Hannibal crossing the Tiber, or it wasn't the Rubicon. I suddenly realized that a load of people do not like reading. Hardly anybody dislikes listening to the human voice. I'm sure we've evolved to pay attention to human voices. And here I was as a communicator using a limited form of communication, in other words, writing sentences, phrases, paragraphs, the whole works. And there were some people who would much prefer listen to it. And it isn't that I had a whole load of empirical evidence that I'd done a lot of research or that a whole load of people had lobbied me to reduce the amount of text I was producing. No. It was that out of nowhere came the thought, hang on a minute, I've written loads and loads of stuff and none of it have I recorded an audio. And a whole load of, at that time I thought, well, a whole load of blind people would much prefer me to be talking to them. So that's when I started to, first of all, read the things that I had written, read them as additional audio files into blog posts, and then eventually to start to record stuff that I was eventually going to turn into text. I'd record it first on audio, and then it sort of went wider than that into stuff I never intended to turn into text. I don't intend, for example, to turn this into text. But that's how it happened. I then found that there were other people who were very interested in audio, and over particularly on a app at the time and a website called Audio Boo, and Fireman Rich and SM2N and other people I met and became a frequent communicator with over there on Audio Boo. And I thought, oh my God, what are the implications? What have been the implications for my life? I wouldn't be here today recording this piece of audio. I wouldn't be doing this if I hadn't had that almost random thought. I wonder what other random thoughts my behavior might be credited to. Behavior over the years. That's the clearest one, I think. And then my attention focuses on what random thoughts might I have today that might change my behavior. After all, I didn't anticipate that my life was going to be changed. Now, I can't remember the conjuncture. I can't remember exactly what was going on that particular day to make me receptive to that thought. I can only assume that I have loads and loads of thoughts which, if I'd had them on another day in a different place, in a different context, they would have had a similar impact on me. So I throw it out there at the moment, throw it out there at a red traffic lights here while I'm talking to you in my Audi car 2008 vintage. I throw it out to you. Could this also have happened to you already? Have you had a thought which has changed your life, which you didn't expect, which came to you out of the blue, or appeared to come to you out of the blue? A thought which you perhaps can no longer remember the origin of. Did it come from another person? Did you overhear a conversation? Did it come while you were talking to yourself?